This podcast is driven by Buick Precision, making every road trip a singular experience. This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoverychannelradio.com.
Hi, I'm Tracy Gallagher, and welcome to Ice Cream Palaces, our look at some of the coolest ice cream destinations in the country. From local joints to world-famous factories, we've got the inside scoop. So sit back and let us tempt your taste buds. First up, we travel to New Jersey for a sweet melody.
I scream, you scream. We all scream for Mr. Softy, the ice cream stand on wheels. We've chased this sweet celebrity across the Northeast United States and all the way to Runnymede, New Jersey. This is where that old familiar tune still works its magic.
World's best shake right there.
It's because of the music, puts him in a sort of a trance. I just like the idea of ice cream coming out of a truck.
Brothers Bill and Jim Conway are responsible for this mobile ice cream stand. In 1956, they took their first truck to the streets of West Philadelphia. And it wasn't long before Mr. Softy would become a New England phenomenon, with about 600 trucks operating in over a dozen states. And today, we're visiting Command Central.
There are approximately 40 trucks that operate from our headquarters office here in Runnymede, New Jersey. And just across the river in Philadelphia, we have, I would guess, another 50 or so trucks that operate in the metropolitan Philadelphia area.
This is the Mr. Softy warehouse. It stores the ice cream mix and the famous Mr. Softy trucks, specially designed to deliver the goods. And from April till October, it takes a lot of wheeling and dealing to meet the demand.
We probably sell in a year somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.5 million gallons of soft ice cream.
But how do you build a Mr. Softy truck? Well, you start with a customized body made with rust-free aluminum and powered by a Vortec engine. Then cut out the windows and install an ice cream machine, and you've got a lean, mean ice cream machine.
Our Mr. Softy trucks are actually a very specialized vehicle, and it's not something you can just buy off the rack or buy off a lot. With very few exceptions, you need to come to us in order to get a true Mr. Softy truck.
In the market to buy an ice cream truck? Well, you might want to put on the brakes. The Mr. Softy price tag is $95,000. So if you're looking for a good deal, try forking over $1.25 for a sprinkle cone, and you can get it straight from the tap.
The ice cream machine that we buy and install in our trucks is the highest capacity ice cream machine available on the market. It's one of the best you can buy.
Now the fully customized Mr. Softy truck is ready to hit the streets. It's stocked full of supplies, and on a typical round, our pick for best ice cream on wheels has more than enough to feed the masses.
In a typical day, our average truck probably serves somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 to 500 ice cream cones. They can easily accommodate anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000.
Lots of cones and so little time. At the rate of 15 miles per hour, the driver trolls the neighborhood streets, making sure to keep on the lookout for customers.
When a customer wants to flag me down, you always want them to put up their finger so you really know, or stop you a little wave.
Make the high sign, and Mr. Softy will pull over. So how often do the locals frequent this mobile ice cream palace? We asked the regulars.
I think almost every week.
About 5 days a week.
Yeah, what? I like Mr. Softy. He did me some ice cream Saturday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Hey, Steve, go ahead.
Hey, guys, what can I get you today? Wait.
But no matter how often the Mr. Softy truck comes by, the same old song is still music to young ears.
It starts like dee 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 dee.
Here comes the ice cream man. All you kids come around and eat some ice cream.
Chocolate.
And you want chocolate also?
Chocolate. Deal. It's kind of like a rite of passage. It's something that we'll all have in common together that we'll grow up with.
Mr. Softy, our pick for best ice cream on wheels, keeps this New Jersey neighborhood on its toes.
Ice cream, ice cream, we all scream for ice cream.
Though Mr. Softee started in New Jersey, today you can hear that sweet song throughout the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic United States. Now let's go down the coast to Florida. Our next ice cream palace offers great taste that won't go to your waste.
South Beach, Miami is known for fun in the sun and sizzling heat. And with so many hot bodies on display, this popular tourist destination is on fire. So where do the locals go to cool off?
Well, actually, it's so hot here in Miami, so nothing is better than an ice cream. And Italian is the best, so why not?
Today, the hottest line in Miami isn't for a dance club. It's for ice-cold gelato. This is Gelateria Parmalat, our best see and be seen ice cream palace. And in this high-profile, high-fashion town, the in crowd just can't resist chilling out with an Italian import.
Great location. That's why it's on Lincoln Road, and it's a great hangout place, and the ice cream is just the best.
Do you speak Italian? No worries. This ice cream palace has a name that speaks for itself.
Gelateria Parmalat means two different words. Gelateria means ice cream shop, and Parmalat, which is an Italian brand, which means milk from Parma, which is the northern part of Italy.
On our side of the Atlantic, gelato has found a niche in the midriff-bearing beach culture. The bikini set can splurge without the guilt. All 18 flavors of the icy indulgence are made with milk instead of cream. The lower calories get the thumbs up from the body-conscious locals.
It tastes very good. It's fat-free, creamy.
You gotta try it.
Pretty good.
It's the best.
Very good.
The best.
I recommend it highly.
Gelato isn't just less filling, it's also surrounded by great taste. The stainless steel decor and modern design clearly provide the perfect bait for the bold and beautiful. The irresistible eye candy makes Gelateria Parmalat the coolest place in Miami to see and be seen.
It looked great, and we liked the design. We saw everybody walking out of here with a really good-looking ice cream.
This is great. Thank you.
And what you see is what you get. Both men and women come as they are, in any form or fashion.
If you want to come up with your rollerblades or your skateboard or your little moped, you can. You can go in the store with your dogs. We're here to let people enjoy themselves, and that's what we do.
But you'll never guess what's cooking behind the counter. At Gelateria Parmalat, presto! A customized gelato cake with as many layers and flavors as you wish. This pyramid of pleasure breaks the mold.
I think we're the only ones that make such a thing. It's another different experience, but very, very good.
So next time you're in Miami, stop in for some Italian-style ice cream with real animal magnetism. That's right. Even man's best friend can't resist sinking his chops into a sweet slice of heaven. The critics agree. Gelateria Parmalat is the hottest spot in Miami Beach to cool off with a fresh foreign import. No matter the sex or the species, it's our pick for the best see and be seen ice cream palace.
Did you know that Gelateria Parmalat prepares their flavors fresh every morning? Well, gelato might be in fashion in Miami, but up in Vermont, an old classic is making a comeback. Now it's time for our wackiest ice cream palace, Ben and Jerry's.
I think it's really fun to go to and eat ice cream because Ben and Jerry's is my favorite ice cream.
They've created the crazy flavors you know and love, swirling huge chunks of chocolate, cookie dough, and even pretzels into their quirky pints. You can find Ben and Jerry's almost anywhere, but to visit their factory, you'll have to come here.
It's a great place to come visit. It makes going east so much fun.
This is Waterbury, Vermont, tucked away in the Green Mountains and home to an ice cream palace that's cranking out the craziest flavor combinations to ever hit the freezer.
It's a great atmosphere for working, and a sense of humor, just enjoying life is a big part of how we develop flavors here.
It started back in 1978 when childhood chums Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield started a scoop shop from a converted gas station in Burlington, Vermont. But when demand forced their hand, Ben and Jerry made the jump from scoops to pints. And soon, flavors like Chubby Hubby, Chunky Monkey, and Cherry Garcia went on a world tour.
And you see their stores everywhere. It's just like one stop after another, Ben and Jerry's all the way.
And Ben and Jerry weren't the only ones cashing in on their success. These ice cream entrepreneurs decided to share the wealth. And what started as free pints turned into a charitable foundation, all in the spirit of fun and good taste.
I didn't know it was all the things they do for ecology and for the environment and for the people here. I think that's great that they care about what's going on.
Today, visitors still flock to the Ben & Jerry's factory store in Waterbury, Vermont. And this ice cream palace specializes in productivity. Would you believe they pump out over 190,000 pints per day? It starts here in the research and development lab, where scientists create over 140 ice cream concepts a year. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
You have to like to eat desserts. You have to like to play with your food because it's important. You have to be a risk taker. You have to want to try some odd thing like jalapenos in ice cream.
And what are the mad scientists up to today?
Well, today we're going to make a core concoction in the lab, the way we originally developed this technology. We make it in a pint, and then we have our engineers figure out how to do it process-wise for our manufacturing sites.
This time, they're hoping to infuse a caramel core into one of their most sensual flavors, Caramel Sutra. They squeeze the caramel core right down the middle of the pint to create a pillar of perfection.
I think out of all of our technologies, the core technology is probably a feather in our cap.
So how do the Ben & Jerry's labs test their secret formulas? They hit the spot with a machete.
Not many people get to play with a very large knife at work every day. And involves ice cream. So, and you get to taste it after you cut it, too. So that's always a good thing. You're going to check the flavor.
It may look like abstract art, but this is actually a cross-section of Chunky Monkey.
It's great satisfaction when you cut it, and it's perfect. That's the best thing about cutting pints.
Another pint has passed the test. But what happens when a flavor passes away? Across the street from the R&D lab is the Ben & Jerry's Flavor Graveyard. It's a wacky tribute to some oldies but goodies.
It's a sad thing. You never want to see one of your flavors actually pass on to the graveyard stage, because then you never know if it's going to come back.
And one of the latest ice cream resurrections is the Peace Pop. Backed by popular demand, this sweet treat is ready to give peace another chance.
It's not just about the ice cream, but it's about a whole philosophy and how that all comes together in a great product. But then they take it beyond that into the community and so forth. You gotta like that.
Ben and Jerry's in Vermont. Ice cream that's cutting edge, cool, and consciously crazy. And it's our pick for wackiest ice cream palace.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna keep eating. Mm-hmm. It's hard to stop eating these. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Do you like chocolate chip cookie dough? Well, Ben & Jerry's has taken this concept one step further. Their new ice cream creation is called Brownie Batter, and it tastes just like it sounds.
Looking for some of the coolest ice cream in the country? Then don't look up north, look down south, where a small Kentucky town keeps a sweet recipe under wraps.
We feel like we're one of the best-kept secrets in this part of the country.
The Bluegrass State may be famous for horses, but it's here in Paducah where a high-tech factory is freezing a new breed of ice cream. This is Dippin' Dots, our pick for the most futuristic ice cream palace, where your favorite flavor is shrunk down to size.
We're in a society where everybody likes little bite-sized things. You know, even our candy bars now are in round, you know, spheres and things like that. So I think it certainly fits that trend.
Who would come up with the idea to create tiny balls of ice cream? Kurt Jones is a microbiologist with a passion for frozen treats and a knack for invention.
I kind of had the proverbial light bulb that went off that said, you know, hey, I know a way I could do this.
After months of experimenting, Kurt stumbled upon a flash freezing technique that turned regular ice cream that we love into little hard beads. Same stuff, just smaller. And in 1988, Kurt Jones launched the Dippin' Dot Revolution.
We've never had the idea that we're going to replace ice cream, conventional ice cream, but we've always just viewed ourselves as this is a new way to eat ice cream, this is a new product, ice cream of the future.
Today we're getting a closer look at the Dippin' Dots laboratory, where the cryogenic cooling technique is enough to give you the chills.
The real difference in making Dippin' Dots over conventional ice cream is the way that we freeze them. Dippin' Dots are frozen much, much colder. And there's parts of our process that are still, you know, somewhat proprietary, so we won't go into great detail.
The Dippin' Dots recipe is a well-guarded secret, but it's the quality control that makes all the difference between a conventional scoop and mini beads of ice cream.
So line one seems to be running pretty good.
Line one's running really good.
Vapor problems?
No problem at all.
The ice beads might be small, but the futuristic ultra-cold freezing method is a big deal. Dippin' Dots technicians have to stay cool under pressure. How cool? That's not smoke. It's ice-cold air.
We freeze our product at very, very cold temperatures, approaching below 300 below zero.
Now that the dots are done, it's time to take the product from the ice cream palace to the people.
How about you, honey?
Right there, but no.
You can find Dippin' Dots all over the country, and this mall sells them by the cup. $2.50 for a regular and $5 for the large. So are the little gems worth the price?
It's a lot different than just regular ice cream because I like, it's kind of like, it's not really crunchy, but it's, it just like cools your mouth all of a sudden. I like that.
And what if you want multiple flavors? No worries. Each dot contains a whole world of taste.
We just scoop it because our ice cream, our banana split ice cream, has strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, and bananas all put together.
But can you guess how many dots come in a large serving?
I'm guessing probably about 1,200.
You're getting warmer.
Gosh, if I had to guess, I'd probably say a million in this little container.
Uh-oh, now you're ice cold. Try 2,000.
Well, my daughter actually was put in charge of counting them, and I believe that it's real close to 2,000. So, being a scientist, I'm not going to commit to that one way or another on it, and that's the consensus.
Are you serious? No, you're joking. That's amazing.
There's 2,000 dots in there. That's a lot of dots.
Kentucky's Dippin' Dots. Our most futuristic ice cream palace is a cool place to practice your counting, but be quick, or by the time you connect these dots, they'll be gone.
They're fun to eat. My kids love them. My grandkids love them. I love them. They're good.
Did you know that Dippin' Dots 5-ounce pre-packs are sold in malls, stadiums, and even amusement parks? But while Dippin' Dots is a brand new craze, our next destination is a living legend. Let's go west to Baskin-Robbins, home of those famous 31 flavors.
Baskin-Robbins has always been known for one thing. It's about flavor variety.
Can I have a double scoop of the gold medal ribbon, please? I have a sweet tooth, definitely. And ice cream just feels that hits the spot.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Burbank, California is a big town baking under the Southern California sun. And Baskin-Robbins is a welcomed stop to cool down from the heat and the smoldering traffic.
A drive-through option in Southern California is something that the customers begin to expect. So they're looking for the drinks and they're looking for cones, something they can hold on to.
Welcome to Baskin-Robbins. How may I help you?
I've seen people ask for pre-packed quarts with a spoon. How they can eat those, I don't know.
Baskin-Robbins was born here in Southern California just after World War II. Brothers-in-law Irv Robbins and Burt Baskin joined forces and sold cones for 5 cents each. But the secret to their success was offering free samples and a wide selection.
31 flavors is the way a lot of people still describe Baskin-Robbins. It's one flavor for every day of the month, and that's what we're known for.
Since then, Baskin-Robbins has grown to almost 5,000 locations, making it the world's largest chain of ice cream specialty stores.
Welcome to Baskin-Robbins. How may I help you?
On average, every year in Baskin-Robbins stores around the world, we serve about 270 million scoops of ice cream. That's enough for every man, woman, and child in the United States of America.
Today, we're visiting the Baskin-Robbins flagship store in Burbank, California. Our pick for best flavor selection combines the convenience of a drive-thru with a high-tech ice cream laboratory. Baskin-Robbins is always experimenting with new ideas.
For every flavor that hits the stores, we may go through 30 or 40 different variations in the attempt to get it just right.
And just around the corner, new Baskin-Robbins employees can brush up on their ice cream decorating skills at the Scoop School.
So we're going to go ahead and draw a line so that it has a smiley face. And make sure we round that off.
You can't be in the ice cream business and be overly serious.
Does anyone not like ice cream? Ice cream is good.
But with almost 1,000 flavors to choose from, how can you pick just one? Well, at Baskin-Robbins, you don't have to. Try before you buy with one of their signature pink sample spoons. And wait till you get a hold of this. What's the flavor of the day? It's all 31 belly-aching flavors all at once.
What we're creating today is the visual representation of 31 flavors.
Get ready for an over-the-top ice cream sundae with something for everyone.
French vanilla. Say ooh la la.
No!
Just gotta come here every day and have a different one. Because it's fun and everybody's happy.
And it's very pretty.
Baskin-Robbins, our best flavor selection ice cream palace. It's a flavorful choice on any day of the month.
You think that sundae was big? The world record holder was piled 12 feet high and made with 4,000 gallons of ice cream. And don't forget about the 7,000 pounds of toppings.
Still to come on Ice Cream Palaces, you won't believe what's cooking in our most exotic destination. But first, we'll go up north to investigate a cool character that defies the laws of physics. It's an American classic, and it's based right here in Minnesota. That's right, the northern state famous for long winters is also the home of our pick for best soft-serve ice cream. Get the royal treatment at Dairy Queen, where they freeze to please.
It's so yummy!
Back in the 1930s, most ice cream was frozen and served in a hard form. But in 1938, a father and son from Illinois invented a machine to soften ice cream to a smooth consistency. And it wasn't long before soft-serve ice cream took the country by storm, and Dairy Queen expanded from coast to coast.
They worked with a manufacturer of a piece of equipment and brought together this, quote, soft-serve ice cream format in a retail environment, and came the birth of Dairy Queen.
Today, there are more than 5,000 Dairy Queen locations worldwide, but we traveled straight to the corporate headquarters in Edina, Minnesota, to check out the latest generation in soft-serve delivery. It's called the Grill and Chill, and Dairy Queen president Chuck Moody thinks the new concept will take his ice cream empire to the next level.
There's no doubt that those who have experienced that Grill and Chill environment would come away pretty much saying, you know what, this is a great spot.
So we decided to check out the local Grill and Chill for ourselves. Edina may be a quiet town with old school charm, but the Grill and Chill is a bold departure from the Dairy Queens of yesterday. This brand new DQ is completely redesigned to serve up hot eats and cool treats under one roof. It's a fast food casual concept in Palatial Digs.
I love Dairy Queen. I'm so glad you got one here at Edina.
The Edina Grill and Chill serves up pancakes in the morning and burgers at night. But what's dinner without dessert? It's the soft serve machine that keeps customers coming back year after year. And it's always set at 23 degrees Fahrenheit, just the right temperature to put the curl on top of the cone.
The curl on the top of the cone started when the Dairy Queen system started, which was over 60 years ago now. So it's our wonderful trademark. It's a fun thing to make. Once you learn how to make it, you can make it in your sleep.
Easier said than done. Even seasoned professionals struggle with that final flourish.
I will say that I am not the best at putting the curl on the cone. I have gone through proper training and still probably would fail in that endeavor.
They say it's all in the wrist. So what's the trick? We got a behind-the-counter look at the soft touch of serving.
The best thing about soft serve is making that wonderful cone. It's three balls. It's served at that magical temperature, not too hard, not too soft. And then there's that famous trademark curl that's on top. Isn't that great?
But when the weather gets hot, Dairy Queen subjects reach for a blizzard. And at the Grill and Chill, there are up to 15 different flavors on the radar at any time. These swirling mixtures combine ice cream, cookies, and candy. It's a soft serve sensation with a loyal fan base.
Other places make them, but they're not as good. Because Dairy Queen's ice cream is...
The Blizzard, the new treat from Dairy Queen.
Ever since its introduction in 1985, the Blizzard has been a Dairy Queen signature. But recently, this crowd favorite has been turning the industry upside down. That's right. A treat this thick really knows how to hold its own.
One chocolate chip cookie dough. Blizzard.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Incredible. Safer than a cone, the Blizzard is a cool way to get a grip.
That's how thick it is. Won't even come out.
Edina, Minnesota, home to Dairy Queen's latest incarnation. But even at the grill and chill, it's still the soft serve that reigns supreme.
When the Blizzard was introduced, it was a big hit. How big? Dairy Queen sold more than 175 million Blizzards in the first year alone.
You've been listening to Ice Cream Palaces with Tracy Gallagher, a Travel Channel feature presentation.